Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up, want to get away?
Yeah.
We have some spontaneous travel apps that'll help you have that much more fun.
Plus, let's get some premium exercise for free. A Plum Amazing mirroring solution in yet another great photo app.
All that, and we're all going to share Leo's fortune.
What?
On iPad Today. That's right.
iPad Today is brought to you by Personal Capital. With Personal Capital, you'll finally have all your financial life in one place and get a clear view of everything you own. Best of all, it's free. To sign up, go to personalcapital.com/iPad Today.
Give it up.
Hello, Governor.
Hello, Governor.
This is iPad Today.
Is the hello, Governor actually coming from something specific?
No. I think it's from Dick Van Dyke's execrable English accent in Mary Poppins.
Oh.
He really had, it didn't sound like anything anybody ever
but
spoke.
But did he say hello, Governor?
Hello, Governor.
During the movie?
Chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim.
Well, I know who you're talking.
Hello, Mary. No, he'd say hello, Mary.
I don't know where Governor came from.
Governor.
It's a thing.
I think might be from My Fair Lady.
Oh, okay.
Alfred P. Doolittle.
Oh, maybe somebody knows the answer. I don't think I ever saw My Fair Lady. Which is funny because I like a good musical.
What?
I mean, maybe I did. I couldn't tell you one song.
I have often walked on this street before, but the pavement never moved beneath my feet before.
No.
All at once am I 7 stories high.
Never heard that
I'm on the show that you're on.
Never heard that. Never heard that before.
I know you've heard I could have danced all night.
Sort of.
I could have danced all.
I don't know.
The rain in Spain.
For some reason, I never.
You should see that. It's a great movie.
I will.
Audrey Hepburn playing the Julie Andrews role. Because I think Julie Andrews really was My Fair Lady. But Rex Harrison created
Professor Hannah Higgins. So there's two My Fair Ladies.
Well, there's the Broadway My Fair Lady.
I see.
I am too old. I'm too young. There's a phrase
to.
You don't hear
yeah.
much. I am too young to have seen.
Leo wasn't alive when they did that. And that was Julie Andrews?
Love I believe it was Julie Andrews. Yeah.
Julie Andrews still alive?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Then I'm still
don't
happy.
Say anything bad about my girlfriend, Julie Andrews.
I would... Wouldn't dream of it. She's my girlfriend, too.
Yeah, everybody loves her.
Yeah.
So today, because you did something this weekend unusual, you disappeared.
You got on
an airplane unexpectedly.
Yes, that's actually true. So on Friday evening...
Did your friend surprise you?
She had asked on Thursday, hey, what do you think about going to Las Vegas for the weekend? And I went, I don't know. I really want to get on a plane tomorrow. I mean, that sounds fun. I don't have anything better to do. But
it's always easy because
yeah.
it's a short flight from
and
here.
And I kind of thought... I said, let's sleep on it. And I figured that she'd sleep on it and forget about it. And the next day, she just wanted to go twice as much.
What did she want? Did she want to gamble, see a show, have a fabulous meal?
Yeah, she just wanted to, you know, go to Vegas. The weather wasn't supposed to be too hot, which is a nice thing, because mm-hmm. Vegas can be oppressively hot.
So if you ever go outside.
Well, you're going to go out by the pool.
Oh, like, the pool.
Yeah, 75 degrees in Vegas yeah. sounds pretty good.
No, it's perfect, yeah.
Yeah, we just thought, why not? We'll go have a nice meal. We'll stay at the Encore.
They've got the Encore.
Yeah, they've got a nice beach club.
Oh.
Encore Beach Club. Mm. It's actually really trashy.
You're still wearing your...
Yeah. I'm proud of it. I don't want to take it off. It's really fun.
What do you mean trashy? When you say trashy, do you mean like lots of young people in bikinis?
Yeah. And trucker hats. And just bad behavior in general. People drinking Red Bull.
Oh,
you
Lord.
Know? It's all...
A lot of chew.
No! I don't think anybody's chewing. Do people still do that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe
so
there
you
was
know
some
where you were in Vegas.
There.
I was in Boulder, Colorado, visiting my son's frat.
Oh, that's right.
It was
right.
Father Sunday at the frat.
Who had the trashier weekend? I wonder.
Because mine involves considerable amounts of chew.
Really?
That is what the kids do.
Stop.
Guy walks up to me like,
no.
Hi, Mr. LaPoy. Are you Hankstead?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible. That must be a country. Colorado thing because I don't know any.
I think the kids like to do whatever will make their parents the most upset.
Well,
Henry does not do it, I'm proud to say. At least he told me.
You don't want to get mouth cancer.
Well, he says he's into cigars now.
Oh, great.
So I shared a cigar with him. It's a nice manly thing to do on a Father Sunday. So I had spontaneous travel because he didn't tell me about it till 3 days before we left.
That's right.
So what did you do to book your flight?
Well, the very first thing was we said, well, I was like, what about Airbnb? Because Airbnb can be really great for situations like
but
this.
But not Vegas.
Well, I've done it before in Vegas.
Really? Mm-hmm. What do you get?
Well,
a house? It's got to be off the strip, though, a little bit.
Yeah, they always are. Yeah. But sometimes somebody will have like a suite at the MGM, right? And like because people live in there, but they're not always there.
Like a timeshare.
Yeah, so they
that
could rent it
awesome.
Out.
That would be awesome.
Exactly. So that was the first thing. We didn't end up doing the Airbnb, but if you were to say, hey, I want to go to, by the way, this is an iPhone app, and it's so weird to me that Airbnb still does not have a native iPad app because it's such a visual thing.
Wow, but I could stay in a castle?
Exactly.
Oh,
sleep in
so
the castle
cool.
of Chambier.
In France,
for
wow.
$2.20 a night.
I'd love to do that.
This is kind of cool, actually. When you just open up Airbnb, it's so fun just for, like, fantasy, thinking about travel, because they'll populate it with just some cool stuff
now, you've,
that catches
I'm
your eye right
I'm doing my first Airbnb next month. You've done this before many times. In fact,
when
we went to Paris for Le Web, you had a most beautiful place in Ile Saint-Louis, which is a very exclusive address in Paris.
Yeah, it wasn't a fancy place, but it was on a wonderful street. It was right across from your fancy hotel.
Yeah, we paid a lot for that hotel. You paid a lot less for your Airbnb.
Yeah, it was like I think it was like $100.
So you've had good experience. You've never had a bad experience with Airbnb?
Never had a bad experience. I mean, once in a while, I've had something where I go, oh, this room kind of looked bigger in the picture. But never anything where I was like actually disappointed. Okay, how about this? Las Vegas guest house off the strip. One bedroom, one bathroom, $95 per night. Then
that's
you can
good.
Look
it looks
through some
nice.
Of the photos. Yeah, it's like it looks like a.
Are
know,
those fairly accurate?
Yeah, and in fact, what
I like the fireplace.
What Airbnb? If you see up in the upper right-hand corner, it'll say Airbnb.com verified this.
Oh.
That means that they've actually sent somebody
right.
to the place to scope it out, and they're basically saying. You're getting what you think you're getting. Right?
Some of these people, this is their house, and they're going to be gone.
Exactly.
But the one we're renting, for instance, for Bottle Rock, that's what this guy lives in San Francisco. He has a place in Napa, and he just does this on Airbnb. He doesn't even kind of clean it or manage it. He has a service that does this for Airbnb people. It's just so it's a little income for him.
Exactly.
But it's run pretty professionally.
Yeah.
Like they have a cleaning service. The service manages it. You deal with the service, not with him. We sort of deal with him. So, I mean, this is as in many ways, it's you know, it is a like a hotel experience, except you're in somebody's apartment or
yeah,
house.
For the most part. And this is a, you know, this is a suite of in the MGM. It's like a two-bedroom thing. $135 per night. I mean, you can get a lot
great.
Of people in there.
You know, that's great.
I think so.
And that's the MGM Signature, which is their kind of their, is it a condo or is it a timeshare?
Yeah, well, I don't really know the difference, but I mean, you have lots of options. And that's one of the nice things about Airbnb is not only are the prices really great, because, you know, it depends on how fancy you want to get, but, you know, you're not going to stay in a hotel on the strip for $64 a night ever.
Right.
So that's, you know, this is just, it's just something to peruse when you're trying to figure out what you want to do. And Airbnb is all over the world. I mean,
can you read reviews? I mean, how do you verify? Like, are there reviews of that place?
Yes. In fact.
So people who have stayed there could say, yeah, this is pretty good or no.
Look here. Las Vegas guest house off the strip.
80 reviews.
80 reviews.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So what you do is you can just go ahead and start reading reviews. And for the most part, I find that reviews are positive because I think that, you know, unless there's like a terrible situation, that's sort of
you
it's more fun to
mean.
Write a good review, right? But sometimes there have definitely been a couple of places. I stayed at an Airbnb in Barcelona a few years ago, and one of the comments was, hey, this is a very nitpicky thing, but it's right next to a church, and that church bell is really loud, and it's going to bug you if you want to sleep in. And they were right. Did not ruin my trip at all, but it was something that I kind of knew ahead of time that I was getting into that, and it was okay. You can, of course, request to book something. You can contact the host and say, you know, maybe you've got another question. Maybe you're, how far off the strip is this, that sort of thing.
So Marsworm has a good question in the chat room. The name Airbnb, what is that? Where did that come from?
Well,
I can tell you if you don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
Airbed. So the original idea of Airbnb was that people would have a inflatable bed, inflatable mattress in their apartment, and you could rent it. So a B&B is a bed and breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought that little play on bed and breakfast, it would be an airbed and breakfast.
I didn't know that.
But it's a little bit nicer than that, frankly. In fact, most of the time, my understanding is the owner isn't there. Sometimes they are.
I've met an owner here and there.
Sometimes they are.
But often they'll like leave a key at the little grocery store next to the place, and they've kind of got a situation. And it also gets really interesting. Would you like to sleep on a train? Airbnb has put together a collection of trains where you can do just that.
You know what's big? I have friends in Petaluma who rent their treehouse.
Apparently, treehouses
are very popular.
There is a treehouse category as well.
Yeah.
Believe it
there
or not.
There is a group of people who like to stay in treehouses.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I like Airstreams. I'd stay in an Airstream.
There you go. You got California Airstreams.
Oh, look at that.
They're all over the place. Do the dogs come with... Oh, no, those are goats. Oh, my goodness.
Airstream with goats.
Does it get any better?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's Airbnb. I could go on and on about Airbnb because I just think it's... I think it's just so fun to just sort of say, I'd love to, you know, be in this Airstream in Santa Barbara. I might not ever go there, but I kind of like the idea of looking through these pictures and
look at that.
I know, it's so cool.
I've wanted a vintage Airstream for the longest time.
They're lovely, aren't they?
Yeah.
Do they still make them or?
Yeah, they do, but they don't. The really pretty round aluminum ones, I think, are vintage.
So what ended up happening with my little spontaneous Vegas trip was Hotel Tonight. Hotel Tonight.
Now, you've mentioned this before. This is cool. This is a consolidator of unused hotel rooms.
Yes.
Right?
So the idea is if you are a hotel in Las Vegas, say, where there's a ton of there's a ton of rooms, but there's also sometimes a ton of demand. Well, what Hotel Tonight does is they're kind of the middleman between casino hotels that just don't want a room to go unused.
Right.
I mean, then you get $0.
Right.
At the last minute, you're probably willing to come down in price a little bit to just get some money, even if it's not, you know, the $350 that you are offering on your website, let's say. So, okay, we've got LVH here, Las Vegas Hotel and Casino, $45 per night? Really? Because it's, you know, it's last minute. And they're like, let's just get somebody in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe they'll gamble and, you know, we'll make our money back. But what's cool is that you also see these are guest photos, right? So this is not some like splashy version of the bed. This is kind of like...
That's like the real... That's what it really looks like.
That's really what it's going to look like. But that's really helpful because you're like, hey, man, it's last minute. You might be willing to, you know, not have something too fancy. But you don't want to be upset. You know, you've got Vince Neil on the floor there. So that's nice.
Well, he has that little cantina there.
That's right. Oh, yeah, because that's where we always stay for CES, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So this is like a... You know, it's mid-tier hotel. It's nothing crazy.
Not bad. It used to be the Hilton, and now it's just LVH.
Exactly.
The H stands for nothing.
And you can go ahead and book now. Now, on the page here, you can go up to 5 nights. However, sometimes a hotel won't have 5 nights for you in a row.
Oh, that's interesting. I always assumed it was just 1 night. Oh, that's interesting.
No, you can book up to 5 nights, although it's telling me right here, basically, you've got 2 nights. That's you know, that's as long as the streak as you can have.
Yeah.
But hey, 2 nights in Vegas for $100, at least to rest your weary head. What's weird, though, and I cannot figure out why this is the case, on the iPhone app, it's a universal app, right? There's an iPhone app, and then this is the iPad app. But there's a new feature of the iPhone app, and that is you can look out ahead a week. For example, when we were in Las Vegas, on Saturday morning, we said, hey, we should stay another night. That was really fun. You know, let's just go to the pool and not have to worry about getting home. And the hotel we were in said, well, we don't have any more rooms. So that would have been nice to know that there was a conference coming to town where we were going to get kicked out because maybe we would have stayed somewhere else.
I figured
so that we didn't have to move halfway through the weekend.
With Hotel Tonight, that's kind of going to be a given. You're really buying remaindered rooms, they just don't want to have an empty room over one night. And the idea of getting a second night, that's why I was a little surprised that you could even.
Well, we had to move.
Don't count on it.
We had to move hotels.
Right.
So
don't count on it.
Don't count on it. Anyway, it's a little confusing to me why the iPhone app has that look ahead feature that I cannot find on the iPad app anywhere. I think that the iPad app, for whatever reason, is just a little bit behind. That said, this is really, really, really always if you're going somewhere, particularly a city, you know, it's hotels in places where there are a lot of hotels. It's definitely worth looking into because even if you were just going to stay at a hotel anyway and you've got one picked out and you like what you like and you've made all the plans, you could probably get a deal if it's listed on Hotel Tonight. So always worth always worth checking it out. And look, off the strip, I could stay all week long if I want to.
You know, sometimes I'll spontaneous because I'm going to go visit somebody or because I want to be in Vegas. But a lot of times for me, I want to see a show.
Yeah.
Or I want to see a sporting. Like, I'd want to. The Giants are going to play the Cubs. I've been to Wrigley Field in years. I want to go to see the Giants play the Cubs. And that means you're going to have to get tickets ahead of time. So the first step for me a lot of the spontaneous travel is to say, Lisa and I did this. She wanted to see Madonna. There were no tickets in the Bay Area. There were no tickets in L.A. So we went on to StubHub. And this is a great place to go. This is a ticket reseller. In many cases, they're official. For instance, the Giants use this. So a lot of Giants fans resell their tickets here. But you can also, but it's not just sports. You can also go to concerts. There's Bottle Rock. You can also see theater, and you can go by venue as well. So I like to say, hey, I'd like to go see somebody. I want to spend a night in San Francisco. Can I get tickets to Beach Blanket Babylon? And then you can see the tickets that are available. Again, these are not directly from Beach Blanket Babylon, but they're not exactly scalpers either. It's a little bit. StubHub is a great service for people who want to do last minute tickets.
And you might pay a premium.
You're going to pay a premium. You are going to pay a premium.
Yeah.
I should say that.
But it's sort of the place where if you really want to go.
Who would you like to see?
Who would I like to see?
I know who you want to see. You want to see the Postal Service. Are they performing?
No.
Nope.
Oh, I didn't see.
In fact, did they break up? Is it over for them?
I just don't think they're going to make another album.
Not going to perform anymore.
I did see them at the Greek last year, though.
Well, so there you go. So who else would you like to see?
I would like to see.
50 Cent. Of course you would. I know you would.
Sure.
Because you love the rap. Like all
you
of.
You can find them in the club.
All the people.
Pocket full of dubs. But now these,
no listings in the area because it searches the area first. But you could go see 50 Cent. I don't know why it's giving me this. Here we go. The Hot 97 Summer Jam.
Oh, Summer Jam.
Let's go to the Giants Stadium, East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Perfect.
And so this is going to be a trip to New York. Now we're going to use hotel tonight. We're going to put this all together. Where do you get your plane tickets? How do you do? Do you use Kayak, Expedia? What do you do for
that? My first stop is always Hipmunk.
Love Hipmunk.
Love Hipmunk because it'll give you.
That's Alexis Ohanian's company.
Yeah.
Founder of Reddit.
Yes. Hipmunk is nice because, with the exception of Southwest, because Southwest just, they do their own thing.
Yeah.
It's pretty much just a nice little quick check into.
Show Sarah's. That'd be more interesting than my iPad right now.
So go ahead and search flights. I say I want to go round trip. I am leaving out of SFO. I would like to go to, let's say, Zurich. Why not?
So you mentioned something important. Not every airline's on here. Southwest, very famously, refuses to be on any of these travel sites. So you're almost always going to go to the Southwest site as well as another site.
Why is that the case? Why does Southwest refuse? Don't you think all you would get is more fares?
Yeah, but you lose. I think you lose. That's a good question, actually.
I read something
about it, and I off the top of my head, I actually don't remember why they do that. I have to ask Johnny Jett. It strikes me that they do it because it costs them money, in effect. They have to give some money to Hipmunk.
So if I want
to. I love the way they sort here.
Yeah. If I want to go to Zurich on May 1st, coming back on, what did I say, the 15th or something like that, here are my options. Now, you notice that they're scattered because it's by time of day. So it's this farther to the right means later in the day.
And by agony.
And by agony, yes. Now, I
love that.
Yeah, and the idea is that Hipmunk is like, listen, all right, we're going to maybe not show you the absolute cheapest flight because the absolute cheapest flight has like three stopovers.
High agony.
And you probably don't want to do that. if you want to arrange that for just to be the cheapest flight, we can do that. But you're probably more interested in something where there's just the one stopover at wherever Heathrow. Let's see the details. Yes, Heathrow. I've obviously taken this flight before. And that's United. And of course, if you have miles on a particular airline, you just get a little idea of what everybody is charging for these flights.
You have control of it entirely.
Yeah, it's great. I love it, love it, love it. We also got an email from Jenny, and this ties right into this theme. She's from Germany, and she says, I've been to America a couple times before. This year, it's going to be the first time with my iPad and iPhone. This leads me to an idea. What about traveling apps? This is for you, Jenny.
Jenny, we love your idea.
She also says things like an app where you can organize travel-related documents.
Oh.
TripIt.
Yes.
I would say. Is,
highly recommend.
That's probably your number one. Yeah. And then she also says restaurant finder app. Now, I would say absolutely Yelp, but
I use Zagat.
That's good, too. That's good, too. Now, when, it's actually a nicer looking.
When Google bought Zagat, mm-hmm. They took it offline for a while. They've returned it, and I don't think it's quite as good as it was. The other issue with Zagat, now, these were paper guides for the longest time. Then they started going online. Not every city has Zagat ratings, and the ratings are by diners. They're not by professionals.
Mm.
So if...
It used to be professionals.
No, it's always been crowdsourced. If you're in a town where the people don't have any taste, won't pick out any names, Long Island, you might not, the ratings may not comport with what you would give that if you were a gourmet.
I would think that there are probably some wonderful places to eat on Long
Island. I'm teasing Dr. Mom. That's not really, actually Long Island's fabulous. So you can set your location. Let's use San Francisco because it's, because people in San Francisco take food very seriously.
True.
I've found these reviews to be very, very useful. Zagat rates places on four different scales, 0 to 30 for service, food, and decor, and then they'll give you an average price, so you get an idea of what the cost is. We're actually looking at Petaluma right now. So if you wanted to sort it by the highest dining score, for instance, the best restaurant in Petaluma, according to Zagat, and I'm not sure I agree with this, is Cucina Paradiso. And so you can read these reviews. These all quotes. These are from real people. You get a map. In many cases, you actually can make a reservation or go directly to the website. It'll give you the phone number. Google's done a good job of integrating this with Google Places, so it's actually better than the old Zagat guys were. It's nicely integrated. And I have to say, the reviews are fairly accurate. If something is a 25 or up, it's going to be a pretty good restaurant. I don't look at service and decor particularly. I'm always looking at the food quality. What's your favorite restaurant in San Francisco? You like that Tropical Bird Cafe. What is it called?
State Bird Provisions.
State. Let's just see.
We've had this weird conversation
so many
times.
Well, it's a weird name. What kind of restaurant is that?
It's dim sum, but for California cuisine.
Okay. Best thing we ate last night, pork belly at State Bird Provisions. State Bird Provisions closes for a month. These are all news stories about State Bird Provisions, okay? Let's actually look at the review for State Bird Provisions, if I can find it here. There we go. And they give it a 26 for food. That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's out of 30, right?
It's out of 30. And I have to say, my favorite restaurants are usually 27 or 28. 26 is pretty good. But you get an idea. It's fairly costly. $59 is the price of an average price of a meal. You see other reviews. But then they're Google's really beefing this up now. They have lists. Best restaurants in the Western edition. Best American restaurants in San Francisco. Best global small plates in the Bay Area and so forth. And then they give you other choices. Boulevard, one of my favorite restaurants. That's a 27. Range, I haven't been there.
That's good.
One of the things I like to do when I'm going to a city is work my way down. Start at the best restaurant and work my way down.
Well, you know, it's funny. You mentioned that Cucina Paradiso is what Zagat says is, like, the top notch.
Which I disagree with, but it's one of the best.
It's, yeah. I mean, yeah.
It's not off.
There's not, like, a million restaurants to choose from right. In Petaluma. But if I look at the Yelp app, so this is basically just the same version of what Leo was doing. We've got Cafe Zazzle at the top, but then you also see how many reviews are there. And this is crowdsourced as well. Anybody could leave a Yelp review, and there's some controversy
see, Domino's about Pizza.
No, but that's an ad.
Oh.
So that's why that's up at the top.
That's a relief.
I don't think anybody actually thinks Domino's is the best thing to eat in Petaluma unless they're, you know, high school boys.
See, it does give a good score to Cucina, though, doesn't it? It says they're good.
Yeah.
But it says Zazzle is as good, which is absolutely not true.
Well,
you know, you're listening to other people. This is people.
But that's the nice thing, because you're like, Kevin, who's saying that? And the thing is, I think the Yelp app is kind of a mess. I mean, you look at it and you're like, why does it have to look like this?
Yeah, see, I like Zagat a little bit.
Yeah, it's not all that much fun to look at. I think the design is messy, but it is really helpful. And you can sometimes pick out the crazy. You know, somebody will leave a really bad review and you read it and you're like, I think you're just a weirdo.
Yeah.
I don't actually think that this restaurant's bad. But then you can kind of say like, 3 out of 5 stars. This is Randy. Looks like he put something, you know, thoughtful together.
I'll often do both. Both Yelp and Zagat.
Yeah.
That time, you really have a good idea of what you're going to get.
Exactly. So
when we were in New Orleans at the beginning of last year for the Super Bowl, I wanted to go to a great New Orleans restaurant. And so that's what I used, Yelp and Zagat, to figure out what the best restaurants
and
were.
And you found what you were looking for?
Yeah, we found a wonderful old place.
Yeah.
It was an old house in New Orleans, and they had actually closed because of Katrina, and the chef had made food for all the people in New Orleans during the Katrina crisis, and it was a wonderful meal, yeah.
You know, when the last time I was in London, which wasn't really that recently, a couple years ago, I'm kind of a coffee freak, and in my mind, I'm like, London, all they serve is tea, and that's not true.
That's where coffee was invented.
But I wanted the best coffee. Like, I'm like, I want the Blue Bottle, which is a fancy coffee chain. I want the Blue Bottle of London. And I think I asked Twitter about it, but I also used Foursquare, which is a check-in app, but it's increasingly more and more a discovery app, to find, well, it's going to be hard to show you now because we're not there, but the idea is that you have, it's still
Foursquare is looking at where you are and giving you local stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. I could browse London, I suppose. Yeah, there's nothing. Who's going to stop me? London, England.
Go ahead, try and stop me, Coppa.
See, it's confused though because we're near a park called Jack London State Park, and so
right.
Anyway, the point is that you can look up pretty much anything. And I had such a great experience when I was in London because I wanted, you know, fancy coffee place. So I went ahead and added coffee. I was in London at the time, of course, coffee, and I used some other keywords like, artisan or something. And I found a coffee chain. There's two of them called Monmouth Coffee, which is some of the best coffee I've ever had. And it was like, I just wanted somebody with an app to tell me where to go.
That's
and it worked
cool.
out really well. Yeah. And so that was, as a traveler, like Jenny was saying, in the U.S., I just find that so fun because you can be spontaneous, but also not just be like wandering the streets.
Nice thing about Zagat, it's also on your phone at Yelp as well. Mm-hmm. So you can really use these as you're wandering to find a great place. I should give credit to John Besh and the restaurant Auguste, which was the restaurant we ate in New Orleans. And it is a 28 on Zagat, one of the best restaurants in New Orleans.
Auguste.
Auguste.
French food.
Oh, it is so good. It's on Wild Chupalitas. Chupatulas. Chupapapalas. Chupatapulipuli Street.
There is a debate about whether or not coffee was invented in London, as you said. It was. Was it China? Is that?
No.
Am I making that
up? No, coffee's from Africa. But and the Caribbean islands, but it was in London in the 17th century that coffee houses sprang up, and the kinds of coffee houses that we go to where you sit around and you talk, that's what happened in London. It was a huge revolution, and they were very into coffee until tea took over, and that was in the 19th century. That was much later. Thank you very much.
I enjoyed my history lesson.
Yeah,
I mean, I love tea, don't get me wrong, but like
coffee's it.
Yeah. She's not going to get me out of bed. That's for sure. Yeah.
And you can use Yelp on Siri. We should point out if you use Siri,
that's true.
Yelp will pop up.
Oh yeah, I never do that.
Yeah, they're not going to use a Google thing.
No,
they're going to use something else.
Yeah,
very nice. This is good stuff. It makes me want to take off.
Well, so next time you go to Boulder and hang out with the kid, then you can use all of our. You can just watch the show again.
Yeah.
And hopefully some of you guys got new. So a lot of these apps we talked about in the past at one time or another, but they're just getting better. It's very easy to have a fun, spontaneous trip. It really is with all these tools that we have. Speaking of tools, if we went through anything too fast or you want to go back and look over some links again, all of that happens at twit.tv/IPT. Almost said TSH. That's a different show. I'm sitting in that chair on that show. IPT, that's where, all of our show archives are. Last week was, what was Lavocracy, Lightroom, Cosmo? Oh, yeah, we had a great show last week, 195. That was a good show.
You'd think you'd remember that. They're so few and far between.
I know.
Oh, that show. That was good. No, every show is great.
They're always good.
They're
as
always
we march
wonderful.
To show 200. We're 196, man.
Four away in a month.
Kind of exciting.
Let's get cupcakes.
Okay.
Or wild chapatulas.
Can somebody do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Monmouth Coffee. I'll love you forever.
What is a chapatulas?
I don't know. I've never heard that before.
Oh, it's a street in New Orleans.
Oh.
But I just wonder what it is. Is it a flower?
It sounds
herb?
Like...
Is it people? Is it a tribe?
It's a spice, maybe? Chapatula? Maybe I'm thinking of Cholula or Tapatio.
Tapatio. Anyway, Personal Capital, my friends, is the sponsor of this fine show. I'll tell you what, if you're ready for a better financial life... If you don't want the state to take care of you in your old age, you better get your retirement planning together. You better get Personal Capital. Sign up today for Personal Capital. It's absolutely free. And once you've signed up, you'll be able to see all your accounts in one place. That's really one of the issues, I have to say, in finance is you've got, you know, all your different accounts, your bank account, your credit cards, your mortgages, your loans, in different websites, different passwords. Personal Capital puts them all together and then gives you a great dashboard that tells you exactly how you're doing with real-time graphs. You know, keep track of your spending, your income, your savings, your investments. Find out if you're paying too much for your investments or your investment advice. And then they'll give you great information that will help you plan your investments. Compare your portfolio to the market. See if you're beating the market or if the market's beating you. All of this information makes you a better investor and helps you build your wealth. But it's completely free. PersonalCapital.com/iPad today. You will, in fact, get investment advice that's tailored to you. You can get questions answered. It's a transformational experience. Free, sign up today, download it on your iPad or your iPhone or any device, it's even on your computer, personalcapital.com/iPad today. I highly recommend it. I've been using it since they were started a couple of years ago, and it's been great. I don't put my info on the screen, so that's why I was logged out.
I ain't going to show you, because then you'll want to raise when you see how much wealth I've amassed with Personal Capital.
Oh, may I have a raise? No?
No.
Oh, okay. It was worth asking. So eBay got a little bit of an iPad update. Actually, all of their... eBay's mobile apps did, which is includes Windows Phone, Android, and the whole thing. But... yeah, so if you just want to look through it, I think I should be logged in here, yeah? You've noticed that, I mean, eBay has...
That's actually looks good.
I know. I think of all of... Okay, I'm not signed in, but that doesn't really matter. Of all the...
By the way, that's a good idea. If I kept myself signing on eBay, I'd buy a lot of stuff.
Yes, yes. Well, it also signed me out once I installed the new app.
This is nice.
Yeah, it's nice. eBay has never been one of those destinations that is really all that visual. Like, it's about visual stuff, but eBay is also kind of a mess.
It's kind of the Craigslist of auction sites.
Yeah, it wasn't really about being flashy and pretty. But at the same time, it's like, if you're thinking about buying things, you want them to look as nice as possible. And eBay has really become...
This is nice.
...much more visual. Yeah. I mean, it still kind of has that... Some of it is a little, I don't know...
It's a little listings. Oh, cutesy. You mean like the way the pictures skew and stuff? Well, they're trying to jazz it up.
But in general, I think that this looks a lot nicer than, eBay.com.
Yeah. Rather. Oh, much nicer.
I was looking at women's clothing earlier because I tend to do that. You know, it's like, hey, what are dresses selling for on eBay these days? Of course, you can drill way down. I'm just looking at women's clothing. That's huge. But I mean, it almost starts to look a little Pinteresty, really. Because you can put together not just buying and selling as eBay is, of course, founded on, but I can kind of collect inspirations. I can sort of bookmark things the way that you would on Pinterest. Of course, I can look through a variety of categories. If I say, all right, let's go into consumer electronics. Sure, that seems like something I'd be interested in. Oh, you know what I want to want? Home automation. Yeah, okay. Ooh, controls just... intercoms.
Ooh, an intercom. Yeah.
Chamberlain LiftMaster Wireless.
Yeah.
$57.95. Look at that.
Gives me
thing.
A lift.
Let's... I don't even know what those are. Walkie-talkies or something?
I don't know.
For the first time, I actually think eBay looks pretty nice. And that is not something I feel like I've ever said before. Oh, I'm not signed in, so it's not going to be...
You know what? This really reminds me of how... The world has changed. When the iPad came out, we were doing everything on desktop computers. And people thought, even Steve Jobs, when he announced the iPad, he said, well, you've got a desktop computer and you've got your iPhone. We think there's room for a product in between. The idea was you'd own a computer, you'd own an iPhone, and probably most of you do, and you'd own an iPad in the middle. But increasingly, I think we're pushing the computer out. the iPad for stuff like this. I mean, I used to do all my eBay buying on the website.
Mm-hmm.
The iPad is so much better than the website.
It's just it's a much more natural
experience. It's more intimate. You're holding it. You're browsing. You could do everything you do on the website. It makes sense for me that from eBay's point of view, this is more important in the long run than the eBay website. Now, that's hard for companies like Twit, like eBay, that grew up on the web to rethink what they're doing. But we're going through the same process. And I think that more and more this is how people will interact with stuff is through apps like this eBay app. I mean, this is so much of a better experience to me than using eBay on the web. Another thing that they can do, obviously you don't have as much real estate, you don't have a keyboard, but they can visually make stuff more compelling, and they can highlight stuff. They can have more, in other words, more editorial. So, see, they have a deals section. They have a popular section. As you said, women's clothing, men's clothing. They know what's big, and they can use the layout here to draw you in. And I bet you people spend more money on an app like this than they would on the website. I find when I go to eBay on the website, I'm going there to get something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Right.
This you browse.
Exactly.
Probably spend more.
Well, and that's sort of the point of the app is you might just be, oh, let's save this for later. All right, we'll add this. It becomes part of your watch list. It looks nice. You know, it's weird. I read it just in the liner notes, the developer notes, when I was putting together the show, that the New York Times now allows you to read comments from the app, which is something that, for whatever reason, just wasn't a feature before. The problem is I can't seem to find any. Maybe I'm clicking on the wrong articles that nobody's commenting on. I figure something political, right? Where are the... Oh, wait. No.
Times is another great example of a company. The web was never really that important to them, but they've gone from print to mobile in a big way. And very few newspapers seem to have figured this out as well as the Times have. And this is a very interesting example.
Yeah.
Most newspapers would not put
find the comments
up there. I mean, that's like, what do you mean comments? We're writing news here. This is...
honestly, especially with the Times... There's a lot of thoughtful discussion that, you know...
Oh, I think it's great.
That reader comments bring to the table, like any, you know, blog situation. So I do like that, and it's almost curious that they would not have had that functionality before, but...
Well, they were afraid of it, as rightly so.
Well, but they allow it on the website.
Right.
Why not just give me the same content?
Have we talked about New York Times Now at all? I don't think we have.
We've talked... Gosh, have we talked about it?
Well, it's really for the iPhone. You probably talked about it on i5 for the iPhone because it's an iPhone app.
Yeah, I did.
But as far as I'm concerned, if an iPhone app goes to landscape mode, as this does, it could be an iPad app. This was, the idea of New York Times Now is, oh, there's too much text in the New York Times. Why don't we just give you your lunchtime read, like the big stories, and you can go as deep as you want. So here's turmoil in Ukraine. You can just get the headline if you want. It's lunchtime. You don't have time. And there you go. That's it. Or you can go deeper into it, and you can read more about it. You can save it. You can interact with it. The idea is they're competing again. And look, even there's his video. This, to me, is very intriguing. This is the New York Times saying this, which is the heavy text version that would be on the newspaper or on the website or on the iPad app, isn't what you want. You want this, and then you will be willing to go deeper if you want to know more. This is like a quick hit.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
It's kind of trendy these days.
It is, isn't it?
Hey, everybody's too busy to read all the news, so let's try to summarize a few more things for you.
Right.
You know, instead of being overwhelmed by the huge newspaper that, you know, we want you to...
Well, also, look how big the picture is. I mean, this...
Yeah.
The New York Times pictures were never important in the New York Times. This is very different. But on an iPad, images are important.
Exactly.
We care about images.
They look great.
I love NYT Now. I think this is a great app. It's free to download, and I'm using the free version, but if you need to subscribe, I think it's 99 cents, I can't remember, a week, a month. Or if you're, as I am, a subscriber of the print paper. It's a good deal. Get the Sunday Times.
Yeah.
You'll have time to read it. And then you get access to all their digital products as part of the deal. I think that's a good way to go.
NYT Now.
NYT
I kind of forgot about NYT Now.
I know. I think a lot of people did.
So many apps.
Poor New York Times. I think they spent a lot of money on that.
Are you interested in showing off Plum Amazing? Did we figure out how that works?
Yeah. So there are other programs that do this. F. and Dunn in our chat room says he uses a program called Reflector. You know, the iPad added AirPlay a while ago, and that's a really neat feature. So I can AirPlay what is going on my iPad. I can AirPlay it to an Apple TV. But what if you don't have an Apple TV? What if you want to do some gaming? What if you want to show somebody on a screen and so forth? Well, Plum Amazing has released an expensive, I think it's a $20 application called X Mirage that turns on AirPlay on a Macintosh, and they're going to do Windows soon. So look over here on my iPad. I'm going to hit the AirPlay button. And as always with AirPlay, you'll see Apple TVs. That's our studio Apple TV. And there's my MacBook. And I can mirror right now to my MacBook. When I do that, if you look over on my MacBook sometime soon, I will see it. Hello. Oh, you know what? It's probably on another window because I use all these virtual windows. Hello. Hello. Huh.
Sometimes these... You had a little trouble before the show started.
Yeah, but I figured it out, I thought.
It's a little wonky.
It was working great, waiting for connection from AirPlay. Oh, you know what? This Mac... You know what's it's wonky is this stupid Mac. Let me turn off the Wi-Fi and turn it on again. I've been losing the internet on this. It's actually probably not the Mac. It's probably our internet connection. But I'm losing the internet connection. Now how much would you pay? There you go. I got it back. So that's my iPad. Now notice it's all the resolution of the iPad, but I have enough room on the screen. If I wanted to put an iPhone, you could have head-to-head play on the iPhone. Unlike AirPlay, which sometimes seems to me a little sluggish, this moves quite quickly, as fast as the iPad does. And look at that. It even noticed that this was a portrait mode app, and it oriented it properly on my desktop. Isn't that cool?
Now, it only goes one way. You can't control the iPad from the Mac.
Right.
It's just a mirroring solution.
Yeah. Yeah. So, let me get out of this. So, as you can see, it's completely mirroring my iPad and what's on it right to the desktop. I think this is pretty cool. If you don't have an Apple TV or you want to do this onto your computer, I can think of a lot of reasons you might want to do this. This is very nice. It's from Plum Amazing. I use their iClock app on the Macintosh, this is awesome.
Tony Gonzalez, and this is Fifth Star.
Oh, sorry.
And you're working out, aren't you?
Here's what's cool. You sent this to me. You emailed me this morning.
I was so excited. I use FitStar.
I got FitStar Premium. FitStar, we've talked about on the show before, speaking of AirPlay, works really, really well if you've got an Apple TV and you AirPlay these workout sessions to a TV.
Let me do that.
It's a very good idea.
Yeah.
The thing about FitStar is, you know, it's kind of like joining a gym. It's not free.
It's freemium.
Yeah. They give you a few little limited exercises just so you get an idea of
So Tony Gonzalez is an NFL star, and he's the kind of star of this
Falcons?
I think so, yeah.
I think so.
Can't remember.
Yeah.
So we've shown this before. I mean, you do a fitness test to begin. I'm actually already signed up with FitStar. But then if you want packages, you'll buy them, and they're not expensive, $5 a month or whatever.
Yeah.
So I bought Get Lean, right? And I finished it, so you see how lean I am now.
Yeah, obviously it worked. But look, boom, free premium. Now, Leo thought he was special.
This was because I was a long-time member.
Because you've completed some workouts.
Yeah.
And then I thought I was really special because I got the same email.
Now it's time to step up.
Everybody, you get free, and you get free.
We all get free.
And you get free.
Just until May 4th, though, and that's only in a few days. So, you know, they're just, yes, okay. They're giving you a little taste of workouts that you would normally have to pay for.
Premium gives you, by the way, every workout they have.
Yes.
So you're not, you can buy individual workouts, but when you get them all, then if you're in the mood to, you know, work out hard or not, you get the choice, which is nice.
Get lean, get moving, get strong.
Now we know, who was this, Ryan Vance? Who was it that?
Mike Mazur, formerly of Digg. This is his baby.
Yeah.
And in fact, because he's my FitStar friend, and you can see he completes a lot of FitStars. But that makes sense because he created this product. But you've got all sorts of options here. Freestyle, challenges, programs. You can connect with friends here if that's the sort of thing that you find is helpful for your motivation. I don't have that many FitStar friends, but, you know, for the most part, these folks are all people that, I've got a lot of requests
This,
here.
By the way, will connect with your Jawbone Up if you use one of those, your Fitbit if you use one of those. It works with MyFitnessPal, which is a really great app to keep track of your workouts and your food. So there they are. Look at OMG Chad's on this.
You asked to be my friend, and I now will know all about
it. I was wondering why you didn't accept that.
Yeah, months ago. I don't know. I just hadn't really looked at the social aspects of this. But yeah, you always hear about that 7-minute workout. It's like, how great is it really? Well, let's find out. And it gives you a sense of what you're going to be doing ahead of time, which I think is nice too.
This is a really neat little
really basic, back against the wall,
app. You can put this, all of these exercises can be done in a hotel room or without equipment. And so you can actually put this next to you. It'll time you. And then it asks, how hard was that? So they'll modify the exercises as you work through it. The exercises are excellent. I think this is a very nice fitness tool.
It is a bit of a choose-your-own-adventure type of experience. And that just, you have to think, they must have... Because it's like, if I say that was too hard, well, okay, then Tony Gonzalez is then going to, like, ramp it down a little bit for the next, you know...
As he should.
...sets of squats. But, like, they have to make all those videos ahead of time, not knowing what you're going to choose. So it's a lot of pre-production work on their part to make sure that they've got all of these different kinds of fitness workouts so that it is customizable. It's not actually the same set of videos for everybody. It depends on, you know... If your heart's beating too fast, well, you'd probably want to jump rope a little bit less. Maybe there's one fewer repetition type of a thing. But yeah, so that's until May 4th. If you've heard us talk about FitStar before, take advantage of the free week that you have. It's not even really quite a week.
So it expires on May 4th?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not just, they're not just giving you a free product forever.
I thought it was free forever. Oh.
No.
Well,
no.
Never mind. But it is worth trying. We like the program.
Why not?
Well, I've been using it.
Yeah, give it
you
a
can
go.
See, I'm giving Tony a run for his money there.
Yeah, Tony Gonzalez. Who?
Who's that?
You got a Laporte. We got an email from William, who says he's from China, who says, you forgot to mention Photoristic.
Don't know that.
Which
one.
Is also a great photo editing app. I mean, I guess we did. I certainly
did. We forget to mention it? I don't.
Well, I think he's probably referring to he probably watched a show that was like a few shows ago.
Ah.
And
we did do photo editing a few shows ago, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. So if I but I went ahead and downloaded it. If I open up Photoristic HD, which I believe is $2.99. Okay, this is just a test image, but let's say I want to pull in my own photos, pull from my camera roll. Here's me holding a ridiculously large bottle of, I don't know, Chardonnay.
Is that Vegas?
No, this is years ago.
Oh.
But look how skinny I was. That's not me now. But this is kind of cool because you've got a variety of controls that help you
neat.
Just... Yeah, so let's say if I'm like, do I
let's
like
warm
that?
It up. Yeah.
Then you go and compare. That's how it started. Do I like it?
That's
do
much
I?
Better.
Yeah, I think so too. You've got a nice little black and white handy dandy option
if that's
all you're trying to do.
Yeah.
I feel like the UI is a little weird. There's hue, saturation. It's probably hard to see luminance and split tone down here.
I can't even see it. Yeah.
Yeah, and it does make some. Woo! We look a little sunburnt there. Maybe I don't want to change the hue too much, but maybe I want to give it a little bit more color.
What's going on your chest there? It's getting redder and redder.
I've oversaturated myself.
Ah.
Got a little luminance. What does that do? Oh, I guess it's almost like it. It's like a soft filter. And then split tone, I don't really understand, but it's sort of like a highlight intensity type thing.
Yeah, I do those things. I don't know what it means. I just do them.
What's cool, though, is let's say that I say, I don't know what I just did here, but I like it. You can save it as a preset. And that's nice because then when you pull in another photo, you've got these
right
presets and you don't have to go through what I just went through again. You kind of just, you've got the effect. You're basically creating a filter from nothing. So, William... I would say that this is not quite as fully featured as some of the other photo editing apps that we've talked about, but it's certainly easy to use. It's perfect for the iPad.
Certainly is.
Yeah. Oh, look, I've even got more stuff here. Shadows, color. Yeah, so this works a lot like, this reminds me of Snapseed. Snapseed, if you're...
That's still our preferred choice. It's free and it's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. Snapseed is the best.
And...
I also like Visco Cam, too.
Of course, we talked about Lightroom last week, and that's really nice if you use Lightroom.
What do we like better, this one?
Lightroom.
Or this one?
Lightroom. Oh.
No, Lightroom is more of like, that's like
it's
a pro
tool.
This is fine. This is fine, William. Photoristic. We'll have the link in our show notes if you are interested in checking it out a little bit more. Yeah, $2.99, $3. $3 for that. There are so many photo apps. I mean, I'm past the point of telling you which one is right because so many of them do such similar things. It's just... the way you like your photo apps to be designed. Although Lightroom is fantastic and
amazing
in ways that these aren't. Amazing. But it's more fully, it's designed to be used as an accompaniment
Kit
to your Lightroom solution.
In the chat room that split toning modifies highlights without affecting shadows.
Got it.
And vice versa.
Okay. Yeah. Snapseed will do that too as well. Thank you for the email, William. If anybody else would like to email us or call us or whatever, you can do that. iPadToday@twit.tv is our email address. You can leave us a voicemail at 757-504-iPad, I-P-A-D. Or, you know, be in the chat room while we're doing the show, which is live on Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Or watch us after the fact, twit.tv/IPT. You know, you guys all know all this stuff. So.
So.
Whoa.
Whoa. Be very, very quiet.
This is one of the weirdest.
I'm hunting wabbits. Or maybe if I really am hungry, I will hunt goldfish.
This is a weird hat. What is this?
I don't know where that came from.
It's not even, it's made of like.
Rubber.
Foam. Yeah.
It's okay. A fish hat.
Okay.
You can
sure.
wear that.
Somebody just put this
it's
over
your
here today.
Finding Sarah hat.
Yeah, okay. Okay. So this is the part of the show, AppCap Award time, where Leo and I put on hats, and we each talk about an app that we like very much and think that you should know about. And I'm just going to go ahead and say that my app I chose solely on the name because it's called Leo's Fortune. And I thought that that was just something that was meant to be.
I think there's a series of Leo games. Aren't there?
Are there?
I thought so. Man, this looks cool,
He looks like Oscar the Grouch, kind of, right?
$5. It's kind of 3D
Leo's
animated.
Fortune.
I like the way this looks.
We are now pretty well in tune to the fact that I am a very bad gamer. I don't enjoy gaming because it's very frustrating for me.
You liked that Monument Valley game, didn't you?
Yes.
That was awesome.
Yes, I did.
Is this a kid's game, adult's game?
Well, I don't think it's very easy to play, but it definitely has a kid's game look. Let's go into the game.
Oh, I like how it looks. Yeah, Effin Dunn says it's a steampunky kind of game.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I guess you would. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, well, we're just going to go past the tutorial.
I like it when games have a unique style.
Yes.
That you go, oh, this doesn't look like anything else
I've
ever done.
Now, what's kind of fun is they'll either give you buttons or they just give you, I'll try to keep my head out of the way here. It tells you when you first set up how you navigate. But basically, all right.
Oh, look at him. I have never seen a game that looks so realistic, so 3D.
Really?
Wow. Oh, I want this. This is a platform.
It's cute.
Yeah.
So what I'm doing is I'm basically moving with my left hand and with my right hand. I'm clumping
him
up.
Oh, I'm downloading this right now. This looks great.
It's cute, huh? The problem is, and anybody who was in the break room with me earlier today is, the problem that I have is that I'm just not very good. I'm not very dexterous. That's a word. Dexterity is not my strong suit.
$5 for this.
What happens is I get to a point. And then I get stuck, and I get very frustrated.
This is kind of like, remember the Disney, the Mickey Mouse game we were playing the other day that Brian wasted his youth on?
Oh, right, that.
Yeah. But this is unique, right, Brian? You've never seen a game like this. This looks like it's a new thing.
Yeah, the way it has the depth of field.
I love the depth of field.
Oh, man.
It looks like you're really in this world. Those are physical objects. I really like this.
Try ramping up. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Get some speed going, girlfriend.
I'm trying.
You don't have to get every coin.
Well, I'm not even trying to get coins. I'm just trying to. Oh, I just bumped.
Oh, you popped him.
Sorry. Sorry, little buddy. Now what am I going to do? Oh, I just got to stay up, huh?
No, don't get on there. Don't get on there.
What am I supposed to do?
I don't know. Maybe push the. See, he's got a wheel. Yeah.
God, I'm so bad. Yeah. I'm just a
There's a little clue there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you could float. Oh, that was a mistake. That's not good.
Stay up.
All right. You're like those cartoon characters who run off a cliff and then don't notice for a while.
He's so cute, though. He's like Puff Puff.
I literally just bought this. I think it's so cool looking.
It's cute. Yeah. I don't think he's really supposed to look like Oscar the Grouch, but that's what it reminds me of, so that's why I like it.
Wow, is that good. 1337 plus Senri, the company, and it's $5.
Whoa! Sarah, you're the worst. All right, that's Leo's fortune. It's fun. Too frustrating for me to play for very long.
I love that look.
If anybody thinks, hey, is this worth $5, and you're better at this than I'll ever be, it's pretty good looking.
You didn't grow up as much of our audience did playing Mario. See, if you had...
I did so. That's all I did for like 4 years, is play Super Mario Brothers 1, 2, and 3.
What, you forgot how it works? I mean, it's a side-scroller. It's all the same. The platformers are all the same. You go, you collect coins, you go, you jump.
I've lost my touch. Now I just get frustrated really quickly.
Yeah. Looks really good.
It's good. Yeah. Leo's Fortune. That's not... So, shouldn't be too hard to remember that one.
I have to apologize. Hello. That's my fortune. I have to apologize, and it's not for this dumb hat. Email sucks, right?
Hate it.
You sent me email today. I missed it. I sent you email today. You missed it. It came, but we get so much email.
Right. I know.
It just sucks.
I can't stay on top of it.
But we need to use it.
Yes.
So every time a company creates a new email app, I go, yes, finally. And I hope and I pray that it's going to solve my email conundrum. This is called Acompli. Just came out. It is an email program. Now, okay, immediately you're saying, I see it's an iPhone program. It is. And we can make it iPhone size. But, and this seems to be the new thing with iPhone programs. If they, at least they go in landscape mode. Maybe that's iOS 7. I don't know. But at least if they go in landscape mode, I am able to use it in a kind of reasonable way. So remember, what was it, Mailbox. So
yeah,
it has the mailbox style swiping,
yeah.
Right?
Everybody seems to do that now.
Yeah, because it's a logical, on a touch device, it's logical. So if I swipe it a little bit, this is my Gmail account, so it has archive. A little bit more, it's delete.
Uh-huh.
Same thing, if I go the other way, Jeff Needles wants to be my friend. Well, forget that. No. Oh, I guess I can't. I thought I could go do lists. These are all the inboxes and so forth. But here's a couple of things that are different. First of all, it's got a calendar built in. You could actually eliminate your calendar on your iPad.
That's nice.
Because it's going to, it's the iCloud calendar, or in this case, my Google calendar. But if there's a date in here, it will automatically allow me to add it to my calendar straight from the, here it is, May 8th, executive meeting. I could add this, it doesn't have a date that it perceives, so I could add it to my calendar. All the files, all the attachments are here, too. Now, on an iPad, this is really handy because I can see the style of file they are. This is separate from the mail. This is like the downloads box. These are attachments I've received.
Uh-huh.
Very handy. And then I can dispose of them. I also have a contact list. So in a way, this is kind of the all-in-one office app that gives you a quick way to handle your email, but also calendar. And contacts as well.
Well, because so much of email ends up being part of the calendar anyway.
Yeah, isn't it?
Meeting request or hey, let's meet for get that new mattress at 2 p.m. on Monday. Blah blah blah.
So
it's
it's
all related.
Be Jeff Needles' friend. All right, actually, I already did. So I think this is kind of now. I've just started playing with it, so I'm not expert on it yet, but. I'm very intrigued by the notion that maybe, hope springs eternal, that this might be the savior for my email hell that I'm in. It's free right now.
Yeah.
There's some thought that they might do some freemium. We don't know. But it is free, and it's very powerful. And I think it does a very nice job. Might be worth trying. It's Acompli, Acompli, email and calendar. It works with Exchange, with Google Apps, and with Gmail. It is an iPhone app. But as you can see, I think it's actually pretty good. I like big text, right? So
sure.
It's pretty good on the iPad.
You like big text, and you cannot lie.
Those other brothers can't deny.
When a
mail
comes in
with little bitty font,
bit of text, you get
I get sprung.
We're perfect. Let's take this show on the road.
Let's just stop right now.
We're done, actually. This has been a wonderful show. Thanks, everybody, for watching and listening to this episode of iPad Today. We think you're all the bee's knees, and we'll see you here. Will it be next week? Is that Memorial Day next week? In two Mondays, we will actually be taking the day off.
Wait a minute. No, next week is Memorial Day.
No.
Is it?
Two Mondays.
I wish I had a calendar.
2 Mondays from today. If only you had some sort of all-in-one solution that was free.
To look at a calendar.
I will tell you that ahead of time, though, because I know sometimes we take days off and people start tweeting at us like, where's the show?
Oh, so, Memorial Day is a month from now. Memorial Day is the end of May.
What is wrong with me?
What is wrong with you?
Forget it. Never mind. Forget I said anything. I'll tell you for the next month that we're going to take Memorial
Monday
off.
Yeah, forget we even mentioned that.
Yeah, no, it's fine. You'll forget anyway, and then you'll get upset with us. Thanks, everybody, for watching iPad Today.
We won't be here for Christmas, though.
No.
That way.